They spoke with Mr. Mangur, Dean Mangur. He didn't know any of it. They spoke with Mr. Bajoria. They had not yet spoken with Mr. Jalan. Now our feeling was that to bring a Kavira, is not difficult from wherever we are. Whether we're here or anywhere, there are many Kaviras. Whether we have to get a local one or whether we have to go somewhere to bring one, they can be brought. Now, one consideration was, so this morning, it's getting cold in the morning. And we felt that, for example, this, during this, summer, during the rainy season, it rained very much, more than usual. So, the climate is not completely predictable in this Kali Yuga. So it's getting very cold in the mornings. Now suddenly it gets much colder. To travel on a train would be very difficult. But these trains are hard. You can't keep them warm. They don't have heat in them. So we don't feel that it's very safe to wait unduly. Our opinion was that so far as your health or strength goes, it's not going to increase significantly in 1 or 2 weeks. Even if when you take this Makaratraj, it will take time to gradually get back your strength. So waiting is not so much for the purpose of gaining back strength. And the climate is working against us because we're getting colder if we wait. One of the main reasons to go that your divine grace had was to get into a nice climate, fresh air, open air, atmosphere. So our feeling is that as far as the Kaviraj goes, now we must find a Ramanuja Kaviraj. Now, if we cannot find one in Calcutta, then our feeling is let us find one somewhere else and bring him to Mayapur. In other words, it doesn't have to be that he's living in Calcutta. Kavirajas are all over India. There's one, who is that person by now?
The head pujari at Sri Rangam Temple in South India. He's coming in the family of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He is very friendly with our society, and the Chitanandana and Jasodanandana Swamis, they stayed with him at his house in Sri Rangam Temple for 5 days. He was their host. He brought them
up. Right. Young, Sri Rangam.
That is the...
So, the man must be very... He's not so smart, though, because he will allow Westerners to live with him. He's favorable. So, Smara Hari, one of the devotees here, we felt that it would be, we could, if we do not find from Jalan or anyone a good Kaviraj in Calcutta, then let us send 2 devotees to Sri Rangam to meet with this head pujari and get his help for finding out a proper Ramanuja Kaviraj and bring him to Mayapur. And immediately let us go to Mayapur. Why should we sit here waiting here? Because actually, we don't find any benefit from waiting here. The idea was to give change of climate. And what is the purpose of waiting for that to happen? Because we're not gaining anything by staying here, except that the weather is becoming colder, so that it becomes more and more dangerous to travel in cold weather. As far as bringing the Kaviraj goes, now we've already seen there's not going to be one in Vrindavan, so at best we'd have to bring him from Delhi. But whether a man has to come from Delhi or come from Sri Rangam, he's going to have to come and visit and stay with us. And once the treatment begins, if we get a Delhi Kavi Raj, he's going to have to keep coming down here. We don't want to have to stay here for more than 1 or 2 weeks. But the treatment is going to be longer than 2 weeks. So then we'll be stuck here. If we depend upon a Delhi Kavi Raj, we'll be stuck here. Best thing is someone from Calcutta, because then they can come frequently to Mayapur. But if in the event that we cannot get someone from Calcutta, then we should take the help of one Kavi Raj from South India. And your dream was that it was a Ramanuja Kavi Raj who was preparing the medicine. I think that after it's prepared, he may administer the medicine for some time, but afterwards we can find another Kavi Raj. If he has to return to self, then another Kavi Raj may continue the treatment. I don't...
No treatment.
Simply given. The preparation is the main thing. And therefore, let him come and prepare it in our presence. You feel that he should come and prepare it in your presence? You want to see him? Or can it be prepared in South and brought by the devotees?
Well,
I think if we go to take the help of this head priest, it'll be reliable. They can do it right in his presence. Smarhari is also very good. He does all of the purchasing for Yasoda Nanda Maharaj, of whatever they purchase for deities, whatever they purchase for ceremonies for Fiji. This Smarhari does all purchasing, and he also purchases medicines. I mean, he's been in India 6 years now, and he's known to the head priest. So if he can purchase, then he can bring it. Well, we were thinking that some other devotee should go with her. So, actually, we were thinking about Bhakti Charu Maharaj. The reason being that Bhakti Charu Maharaj, being an Indian devotee, that's also one advantage, that there should be one Western devotee, one Indian devotee, just in case he has to speak Hindi or something. And besides that, Bhakti Charu Maharaj has got experience with you, with all of these different Kavi Rajas. So he'll be able to see a little bit whether the Kavi Rajas, you know, there should be some discretion on our part also. He knows the history. He knows your history. So he can explain it properly to the Kavi Raj.
There is no question. He must be sincere. The Kavi Raj must know how to do it. Yes.
You know, on one hand, we didn't want to take Bhakti Charu Maharaj away from you because he's serving properly, doing the best thing. I can see that you also don't want that. So then we can find a deal. It's good if one Indian devotee goes, you know, with Smarhari. But there are others that we can find. No, we can find someone. That's not, you don't have to task yourself for that sort of thing. But this is our idea, that why we should wait here. The longer we wait, the colder the weather becomes. And what advantage do we gain by waiting here? There's no advantage gained. You could say, well, because if we wait here and I get the medicine immediately and I start to take the medicine, then I will become stronger. But our feeling is that strength will take time. So just by waiting for 2 weeks, the strength will not increase so significantly to make traveling less risky. Traveling is risky if we're not careful. If we take great care, then traveling will not be risky.
So by plane or train?
What should we go on?
By plane.
By plane or train? Well, I think that I think train is better.
Why?
Because there's a number of reasons. First of all, there's no jumbo jets. And they're Indian Airlines planes.
Mm-hmm.
They're Indian Airlines smaller planes. They're jets, but they're not the big jet. The flying... Airbus.
I think the Airbus has been taken out of commission.
Well, even if it hasn't, it's a useless plane. Because the seats on the Airbus are as small as any seats anywhere else. There's no advantage to them.
I think it would take only 2 hours.
Yes, but then again, the plane flight, you know, whether you'll be able to be comfortable, 2 hours of discomfort may be worse than 17 hours of semi-comfort. That has to be considered. Train means you lay down, you know, and you have a big compartment. Plane, look how difficult it is for you to sit up for even a half hour. I have not hardly seen you sit up for a half hour. I mean, these airlines, Indian Airlines planes, for all you know, the seat thing won't go up. Be handled. And which flights?
The 747.
No, there are no 7.
And the 727. And I'm sorry, 707. The 727. The Airbus has stopped. Huh? Instead of that, they're stopped.
Why is that?
707.
Because it turns it out.
No, they're just
really economical.
Huh?
The Airbus was stopped because they couldn't get enough passengers to make it economical. So they took them out of service.
I mean, there are other points also. Whether they'll have a wheelchair that can be wheeled through an aisle in an airplane. See, on train, we can carry you quite easily. I mean, plane traveling just becomes a very sophisticated situation, you know. And I don't want to take you in a stretcher on a plane. I don't like that idea. I don't think it's nice in any way. You know, it's all right if we take you in a wheelchair and then you can sit down and lay down in the seat. That's no problem. But how to get into the through the aisle? You remember when we went to London, you had to walk. They say they have foreign airlines say, I remember they used to say they have some wheelchair. And who knows if they'll have it? Well, what's the guarantee? You can't walk. You want to go by plane? Because it's 2 hours. That's a big advantage. Do you want a little mystery jealousy with them? Yes, but that bus is no big, I mean, there's no benefit particularly to that Airbus. I mean, there's no real benefit. It's not any better than 707 or 727. It's bigger inside, but the seats are not bigger. I mean, it doesn't really affect you. The seats are just as close together as on any other plane.
Prabhupada, Mishri Jal.
Hare Krishna, Prabhupada.
Hare Rasa Kheti. Prabhupada
is saying something. Hare Krishna.
Hare Rasa Kheti.
That's fun.
What?
Thank you, Sri Prabhupada.
Train or train. Well, first of all, we should agree on the idea, though. I mean, you know, I think the point of that there's no real advantage to waiting here. Our feeling is that there's more advantage to being in Maya for this time. We can certainly go by plane. I think we can arrange some small wheelchair that'll go up to the seat. It's possible to arrange. Well, what we'll do is we'll purchase two extra seats so that Prabhupada can have three seats.
Right by the door, so they can just put it in the door and it just sits right on the door.
That can be done. Well, we can try to get the front row.
Even when they have to transport someone in the room,
yeah, they do. They take the seats out and put your stretcher in. But we don't want that.
That's great.
There's no question of that. It's very
good. Direct.
Oh, yeah. Zelly chocolate.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier. Plane travel is easier. No doubt about that. It's so much easier, so much quicker. No, I mean, it's no, he knows it. I've seen people running out of stretchers. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. People come by you and running around on the ground. Oh, yeah, and they walk right by you and your feet are right next to your head. Oh, it's most dishonorable and disrespectful. You feel, you know, you feel every bit of being a patient. No, I already suggested getting money in the front. I mean, it's very difficult to arrange these things in India. You know, I don't know what the thing is. 20,000,
30,000 rupees. I'm trying to afford it. Yeah, and then they have to be propelled to the plane tree. They're traveling on these to Germany again.
This isn't the first country, so we can't do these things. So.
And directly from Zandal to. Mayapur?
Yeah, then we go direct from Dum Dum to Mayapur. We don't even have to go into Calcutta. Is that all right? So, do you agree, Shilpa, with the idea then that the sooner we transfer there, the better, to Mayapur? As far as the Kaviraj goes, let us see if we get a local man from Calcutta, failing which, Mahari plus one other devotee will go to Srihangam, and from a very reliable Kaviraj in their presence, they will have it made. Mahari, you see, is from Guru Kripa Nisadananda's party, so he's got experience sitting and watching people making the silver onto the throne. I mean, he knows how to sit and watch not to get cheated.
The other thing is the man holds the breath. He must be at peace.
Yeah.
That is what. And Shinji. Manageable. I really prefer that idea.
Right.
And our men.
That's why Krishna's on anymore. He's good. He goes out to Christ at the temple. He can send Krishna on our own.
Oh, in the meantime, some treatment should be there. In the meantime, before you get this Makara Dwanch, some treatment should be there.
Okay.
Well, we were thinking that this Bonamali Prabhu, and he has made this medicine. So, why not find out what is this medicine from him and you can take that in the meantime. He's made this medicine. He Bonamali.
Very, very good.
Well, according to him, this is Makara Dwanch. I mean, I don't discount that this may be Makara Dwanch. I am not rejecting it simply on the word of that Ramanuji Kaviraj who was here. Otherwise, then we simply wait for the Makara Dwanch. Okay. I'm always remembering the words, some husband must be there.
Wait for the husband.
Okay. Wait for the husband.
Oh, depreciation dead. That is. I'm the best of it then. 77, however.
Well, 747, there aren't any. The jumbo jet. That we cannot get.
No.
707, 727. They're both Boeings. They're good. They're big jets.
Bonches.
But let us go immediately.
Yeah.
Let us arrange for you to go immediately. Sure, Bella, I was thinking I should send your son a telegram, your former son, Vrindavan, a telegram not to come here. Kishima's son has sent a telegram telling him to come. I think I'll telegram him that we are coming there. Don't come, Vrindavan. Because what's the use of his wasting time coming here? He can come to Mayapur to see you.
Yeah.
And that'll be easier. We can do everything from there. Is that all right?
He sees that and I see that.
So should I send... I mean, right now, is there any need to inform him not to come here?
No, no.
Let him come anyway. He's coming.
He's coming. They sent for his news.
No, he hasn't given any indication. Okay.
I see. Still is rain, right?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
When we first planned that we'd go by train, then she wanted to come in the same train actually. But now I think the many of our devotees will be going by train, so she can go with them in the train.
That's how she is informed.
Okay. So, if we have, if M.L. Zaman also says he has no one, then we're sending someone immediately from here. Otherwise, if Mr. Jalan says that there is someone,
Jalan, yeah, like California,
yeah, dispensary. Plus, we don't know if it's Ayurvedic dispensary. It might be allopathic.
Ayurvedic.
They have.
Yeah, right here.
Then one thing we'll do, Srila Prabhupada. The easiest thing is, let us go to Calcutta, let us go to Mayapur. Smarahari was coming anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And let him come to Mayapur also. If we don't get anyone from Calcutta within a day or two, if we don't get anyone, if we don't get anyone from Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada, if we don't get any Kavi Raj from Calcutta side, then we'll send Smarahari.
Like Jalani. Yeah.
We'll send Smarahari and Sarva Bhavana can go. You know Sarva Bhavana? Bhakti Charu's friend? Remember the Bengali devotee? He can go with Smarahari directly and get someone. I think we'll get someone from Calcutta. And it's better if we get Calcutta men. It'll be easier. But if we don't, then we'll immediately send someone to the south. It'll only be a matter of a few days they can be back. Is it alright?
What is the government?
Well, the recommendation would be done by that head priest of the temple of Sri Ranga. That's where they would go. They wouldn't just go to look up someone. You know, they would get to, they would have
that
better than Jalan. So then let us send him directly from here, Smarahari, immediately. He can leave today. Is that all right? And we proceed to Mayapur, and Smarahari can come back with the medicine to Mayapur. All right? So we'll make this plan. So then we'll make the arrangements just now, Srila Prabhupada? All right.
By train.
By train. Yes, three seats for you. All GBC left. Some of them are here. Kaiser Dutta is here. Kaiser Sridhana.
That committee form?
That committee?
Okay.
Yes. We'll be forming it. Make a little legal document.
I can't make it for me.
Then I can be done. So Srila Prabhupada, here's Smarahari. And he's going to be leaving today. For South India. We've given him the instructions. And he's a proper person. He knows that he's a priest in Rangasiran Temple. And the first thing is he's going to find out what are the ingredients of this Makaritvash. Then he's going to purchase the ingredients himself. And then he's going to go to Kaviraj and give it to the Ramanuja Kaviraj and have him make it right in front of him. He will supply the ingredients so that he knows the ingredients are bona fide, first class. And he'll see that they make it in front of him.
According to the direction of the Ramanuja.
Yeah. Well, he'll have the Ramanuja man make it. First he'll ask, what are the ingredients? Then he'll go and get those ingredients and he'll bring it to the Ramanuja man. And the Ramanuja man will make it.
A man must be sincere and experienced.
Then after that we'll come directly to Mayapur. The whole thing, how long will it take? About 2 days to get there? Maybe within a week's time he'll be in Mayapur, sure. If they make it quickly.
It should take time. As he said.
That man said it would take time, a week. Of course, we don't know if that's a fact or not. But it'll take about a week's time. If it only takes a day or two. If it takes a week, then it may take a total of 2 weeks' time until he reaches Mayapur. When Gopal and Shatadanya were in Delhi, they went to see one man who was a very important Marwari Kaviraj. They asked him about the ingredients of Makaritvash.
They asked a question about what medicine the poor man would take.
What medicine the poor man would take. So he said, poor man or rich man, it doesn't matter. The price of it is about 48 rupees per tola. Because the gold that is given, it is given back at the end. It's just passed through the gold. It's not utilized itself. So 48 rupees a tola. This is what he said. Very big Marwari Kaviraj.
Yeah,
so this Ramanuja Kaviraj was charging 500 rupees a tola. And Bonamali, when we gave him gold, he never returned any gold. So, position. Cheaters. Something. Anyway, before we leave, I'm going to speak with Bhagaji. Bhagaji is the one who gave the gold and pearls to Bonamali. Bhagaji is the one who gave the pearl and gold to Bonamali. So I think Bhagaji will be able to recover it. We'll leave this medicine with Bhagaji. And he can give the medicine to Bonamali and take the money. So, Smarhari, we're leaving today, just now.
And we've already spoken with Delhi, and they're already going to purchase the airline tickets. Either we will leave Wednesday, today is Monday. Either we will leave Wednesday, or we will leave Friday. We're not going to travel on Thursday. And they've already informed Calcutta and Mayapur. Your Divine Grace, Bhavananda Maharaj, myself, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, Shatadanya Maharaj, Upendra Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Bharadwaj, that'll be on the train, on the plane. Then in the train, Pradumna, Arundhati, some other devotees also. So 8 of us will be going on the plane with you. 7 plus your Divine Grace. And you'll have 3 seats. Altogether, we're purchasing 10 seats. No, I don't think there'll be any difficulty. We're going as full team. Scientist is with us. In case of any special knowledge, Sri Dhamma will be there. Bhavananda with his gun. Full team. I think it will be a nice journey, Sri Dhamma.
I know.
Now you'll have your bachelor from it. Okay. Your bachelor from it.
Light.
Without the universe, there is no possibility of escape with the greater influence of the Kali Yuga. Most merciful Lord and Master of the devotees, we have no shelter other than your lotus feet. By Krishna's grace, the most wonderful Jamathami celebration was held at the Cato Ridge Farm Ashram in South Africa. The celebration included the opening of a new temple at the Shalin facility. The temple, a lot of pictures showed there. Amazing pictures. He's just posted out the same different thing. Here's a news clipping from the leader, the newspaper. It says, Hare Krishna festivities. All roads lead to the Hare Krishna Farm Ashram at Cato Ridge last Sunday, where thousands of well-wishers and devotees celebrated Krishna Janmasthami. His Holiness Sriman Jai Kirtadas Prabhu came out especially from the United States for the occasion and to officiate at the opening of the new temple of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. One picture shows devotees. As members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness and followers of H.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada lead the crowd in the singing of Hare Krishna Kirtan. In the foreground is the Havan Kund, on which the sacrificial prayer was performed prior to the opening of the new temple. A view of the large gathering shows thousands of people, Srila Prabhupada, at the Hare Krishna Farm Ashram at Cato Ridge. At the weekend, when the new temple was officially opened, the function was held in conjunction with Lord Krishna's birth anniversary celebrations. It's the temple. Head of the group, Tulsi Das, seen with other devotees in front of their new temple. It's a very beautiful temple with pillars and arches. I don't know how they built it so soon. So it's a big temple they built there. Says the International Society for Great Krishna Consciousness, more widely known as the Hare Krishna Movement.
opened his temple to coincide with the celebration of Lord Krishna's, on the birth of Lord Krishna. The Hare Krishna devotees all over the world. This birthday.
Okay, here's another article. Another article. Srimad Jagatirtha Das Prabhu, one of the top officials.
Says here, another article says, procession drove hundreds. The hundreds lined the streets of Durban on Sunday to watch young and old Hindus taking part in the colorful procession, which was held as part of Lord Krishna's birthday celebration. Tells all about a celebration in the city of Durban, organized by our society. Krishna Ashtami, Lord Krishna's celebrations. Full center page. A voyage of discovery. A Krishna tribute to Krishna consciousness, says. The picture of the divine grace here. It's an article reprinted from Back to Godhead. It says, all material in this special feature taken from Back to Godhead, the official magazine of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Oh, this is all... It seems like what they have done, the same thing is in Fiji that is done here in South Africa. Because many of the articles, this is the whole also, all about our society, all of these pages, Hare Krishna's puzzle was unraveled. Jagannath Park Vessel is one of the oldest in history. And it tells about the program. It tells all how to get to the farm. And you send photographs. It's a very beautiful temple show. I don't know if you can see it. This is the temple. You see the white structure here? You can see it has arch domes. Not domes, but arches.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it? Look at the condo they have.
No, not in me, guys.
Praise has been throughout the whole world.
There aren't, except in our temples. He says, by Krishna's grace, a most wonderful Janmashtami celebration was held at the Big Farm Ashram in South Africa. The celebration included the opening of a new temple in Prashanasuli, two new life membership cottages, and three overnight guest rooms, initiation of four new devotees and two Brahmin initiations, a play, a massive prasadam distribution, Go-puja, a transcendental treasure hunt for the children, ecstatic chanting by all, and distribution of books, records, and posters and tapes. We enclosed new pictures of the various events, as well as newspaper articles. The newspapers were all 100% favorable, and one even had a four-page article on ISKCON. The Gujarati ladies from Durban and Petersburg all came early to help cook puris and halva. They cooked about 1/4 ton of halva and over 8,000 puris, and all of which were distributed. At least 15,000 people attended the two-day festival, and all of the most important big Indian businessmen and millionaires attended. 2 days before the event, a large marquee able to hold 2,500 people was erected, and the initiations and the play were held inside. The play especially was most successful, as the top Indian stage and lighting men in South Africa were giving us technical assistance. It was so nice that even some of the ladies were in tears during the performance. The Go-puja was also a massively popular event, as none of the local people had ever seen such a thing before. In fact, many people came up to the devotees and were saying things like, I left India 30 years ago and I never saw anything like this before. So far, the Indian community...
And the other one is that Adi Keshav Maharaj, who has a friend in Delhi named Chandi Das. He's a big yogi, I think.
Well, he's from America.
He has quite a bit of money. And so Adi Keshav called him up. And he had a Kaviraj in the Ramanuja Sampradaya. And that Chandi Das went to see his Kaviraj. And his Kaviraj had just gotten finished mixing Makadwaj medicine. He'd been preparing it for the past 10 days. And Satsadana Maharaj and Adi Keshav were just now going over to see this Kaviraj, that Chandi Das has purchased 7 tolas of the medicine for your divine grace as a gift. They're going over to pick it up.
Krishna's so kind.
Yeah, I saw somebody in chicken. Maybe I'm Krishna. But he didn't to drive him in Delhi. And he waiting for me in Delhi. Well, very good.
Chanting?
Chanting,
yeah. So there's no need to send anyone to South India.
And that Kaviraj in Delhi said that no, the gold is absorbed in the medicine.
These events are all like a dramatical play, Srila Prabhupada. Great drama. I simply like reading the Chaitanya.
It is God and who said to the one. Yes, from who the son told us.
Oh.
He?
Yes. Now you will get both things. You must start one and my Krishna was showing you while he was making it, Shri Prabhupada. Was watching him make it, and Krishna gave him the vision to see.
Just like Sanjaya.
These activities are all as wonderful, Srila Prabhupada, as the books you've written. We're seeing that you are one of those personalities, as great as the personalities that you've written about. You have to take detail of the dosage and everything.
Yes, we're going to get all that tonight.
Invite those men.
Spend some money.
Oh, we should hold it. And invite the men who contributed.
Thank you.
Thank you.